Mr. Chair, given that the Cameroon delegation is taking the floor for the first time, it seems appropriate for us to add our voice to that of delegation that preceded us to welcome your election to the presidency of our meeting and assure you of the total support and availability of the Cameroonian delegation to accompany you in the performance of your duties. My delegation would also like to congratulate the state for their commitment to the effective implementation of the convention, as well as the implementation support unit for its remarkable effort in this direction and the support of the government. Mr. Chair, distinguished delegate, Cameroon's commitment to the Oslo process is long-standing and constant because my country very early expressed its desire to achieve a world free of cluster munitions through its participation in various conferences and high-level meetings dedicated to the negotiation, adoption, signature, and implementation of the said convention. This position is reinforced by the ratification of this treaty on July 12, 2012 by my country. Although it is neither a producer, nor a user, nor a storer, and even less a stakeholder in the transfer of cluster munition, Cameroon is nonetheless worried. Thus, my country welcomes the growing awareness of states on the need to increase controls on the use of cluster munitions and reaffirm its commitment to the terms of the convention relating thereto, including compliance by all remains the most effective means to ensure its universalization and guarantee its full observance. Law number 2016/015 of 14 December 2016 on the General Regime of Arms and Ammunition, whose Title 2 in Chapter 4 governs cluster munition, reflects Cameroon's continued commitment and contains relevant provisions relating to cluster munitions, in particular in its Article 34, which provides that the development, acquisition, use, storage, conservation, marketing, and transfer of cluster munitions are prohibited. Monsieur le President, distinguished
President, distinguished delegates, beyond the national implementation measures that we have taken with reference to the elimination of cluster munitions, I would like to go on and touch upon another issue that is before this meeting, that is to say, transparency measures. As we see it, transparency is a vital tool to ensure that all states' parties do indeed shoulder the obligations entered into upon accession to the convention. And we are in particular aware of the importance of what was decided at the Lausanne Review Conference. It is important to submit transparency reports under Article 7 of the Convention and Action 45 of the Lausanne Action Plan. This allows us to see how far we have come and to identify outstanding challenges. In other words, the information provided under the transparency measures is something that guarantees our common resolve to eradicate cluster munitions, these terribly destructive weapons. We therefore will continue to abide by our obligations on transparency within the framework of this convention, and we certainly would call upon all states' parties to do their utmost to build capacity in the requisite areas. I wish to reiterate my country's willingness to share its expertise in applying this convention with other countries in our sub-region, and indeed with all states' parties that are not yet party to this convention. We work to that end, and early in 2023, we expect that there will be a sub-regional workshop, and we very much thank the UK and Switzerland for having funded this. We also thank the ISU for the support that has been provided in preparing for it, and we wish that meeting every success. And I can assure you that Cameroon will be represented at the highest possible level because our authorities are fully in support.